It's cheap and disposable, and its designers say it could help eradicate waterborne disease in Africa. South African scientists have developed a high-tech teabag filter that fits into the neck of a bottle and turns polluted water clean as you pour. Less than half the African population have access to clean drinking water, Eleanor Bell reports.
While it may look like an ordinary teabag, a small sachet could deliver clean water to hundreds of millions of people in Africa. Instead of tea leaves, the teabag-like sack is filled with active carbon granules that can remove harmful chemicals. Stellenbosch University's Professor Eugene Clote explains.
They would go to a river, they would scoop up the water from the river. They would insert the filter in the bottle, in a special cartridge that we are busy prototyping, and they would drink the water. It is as simple as that.
To make the teabag-like sack, Professor Clote's team uses tiny fibres, each about 1/100th the width of a human hair. They weave them together through a process called electrospinning. The material is then covered in a thin film of chemicals, which they claim can kill even the nastiest germs.
I think the most important difference that the filter will make is that it will remove bacteria from the water. Bacteria is a big problem. Cholera is a big problem in Africa. And this filter will eradicate cholera, basically.
Waterborne diseases like cholera kill thousands of people in Africa every year. Last year, there were more than 85,000 cases of cholera reported in 10 countries, from Mali to Congo. Almost 5% of those cases were fatal. UNICEF Australia's Norman Gillespie.
Quite often we see it even after natural disasters and emergencies. This is where water supply becomes very unsafe, and where people are in, huddled together, either in camps or refugee camps or in areas of disasters, then that outbreak spreads very fast indeed. And it's simply all to do with drinking unsafe water.
The sachet promises to provide easy access to clean drinking water for vulnerable communities, for instance, those living near polluted streams.
Anything that is low cost and easily accessible will have huge benefits. We've seen that with treated malaria nets, with micronutrient supplements and oral rehydration salts. So an invention like this could have incredible advantages in these situations.
On a continent where many people live on less than $2 a day, cost is often a barrier to health services.
On average, an African girl will walk 6 kilometres a day carrying 20 litres of water.
But at just 3 cents, Eugene Clote says the disposable filters are more affordable than costly infrastructure projects. And he's working to make them even cheaper.
We are busy redesigning the filter as we speak so that it might not even look like the original teabag filter, because we can improve it in a number of ways by changing the design.
UNICEF Australia's Norman Gillespie again.
We saw, for instance, in the Pakistan floods that water supplies were wiped out. The wells are very shallow and immediately became contaminated. We had to actually get water in trucks, and sometimes those trucks were trying to get through impassable roads. So really we need a better solution, and that very bulky one and that very costly one would have huge benefits right across the world.
The teabag-like water filter is currently being tested by the South African Bureau of Standards. If it passes the safety checks, the developer plans to release it to communities in need.
Eleanor Bell.